Good morning, good people. It is 11th August 2020. We celebrate the memorial of St. Clare, Virgin. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 8 onwards to chapter 3, verse 4, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 5, 10, and 12 to 14. There is a child within each one of us. Every child deserves love, respect, and care. From the mouths of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil the enemy. Psalm 8 verse 2. The qualities of children either grow up or shrink by the environment of nurturing love or narcissistic tendencies of the hereditary. Some are born so docile and obedient. Most of us find it hard to listen and learn. We become rebellious in early childhood during the middle school. We act out and ignore things once we have tested the boundaries. God invites us to nourish our lives with God's word. Our life is enriched integrally by the word we consume. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. John chapter 6 verse 15. Consuming the word here means to absorb and make it assimilated. The personalization of the word changes our perspective and approach to people around and to ourselves. When the word becomes part and parcel of ourselves, as sweet as honey in my mouth, we mirror God and mind the needs of the others. Having a feeling of oneness that brings change within and openness to the reality around. In Paul's own words, I live, no, it is not I, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. The responsorial psalm praises, how sweet to make taste is your promise. Psalm 119 verse 103. The gospel invites us to emulate the qualities of children. To become like children is to have a childlike, not childish ways of relating with God and others. We all need to acquire the quality of being open, willing to learn, dependent, confident, and to have trust like children. Those who cannot contribute enjoy criticizing. The readings suggest that we need to be supple and agile in learning without the borders of prejudice. It is not the will of your Heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. The little ones here means the most vulnerable members of our society. As we are inspired from the children, so we need to learn from the poverty of the poor ones of our community. It is our moral duty to alleviate the pain of these little ones. The Good Shepherd is never tired of looking for the lost ones and the last ones in our hearts, homes, and homelands. The desire and the intention of God is not to lose anyone can be realized through our charitable and merciful acts we show to the needy. Those who are well have no need of physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners. Mark chapter 2 verse 17. May you have a good day. God bless you.